From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail the case of Richard M. Serrano Jr. has divided the Athens Town Board. Serrano, a town board member, was accused of petty larceny and sentenced earlier this month to a one-year conditional discharge. If he repeats the offense, he could receive a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail, according to the terms of a plea agreement, Special Prosecutor Max Zacker said. Serrano was accused of burglarizing the home of his girlfriend, taking $700 in cash in August 2016. Bernard Skelly, father of the young woman, has demanded Serrano's resignation from the town board, but said he was silenced by town supervisor Robert Butler. Councilmember Mary Brando said her attempts to get information on the case have gone nowhere. She said, and I quote, "We can't say anything because it's not been discussed," end quote. Based on the allegations, Brando said Serrano should step down from the board. Brando said, and I quote, "I believe Bernie Skelly. There are constituents that don't want to see him there either," end quote. Councilmember Tony Pla agreed with Brando and said Serrano should not be enforcing the law if he is breaking it himself. Pla said he is tempted to quit the board because of the situation. He said, and I quote, "It's nothing personal. It's just not right," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star that scientists from the Nature Conservancy have offered to conduct an analysis of the City of Hudson's drinking water supply. Representatives of the International Conservation Organization will measure water quality and quantity and test for possible pollution. The State Department of Environmental Conservation last examined the city's natural resources a few years ago. Jonathan Lerner, chairman of the city's Conservation Advisory Council, said, and I quote, "As far as I know, this is the first detailed study of the city's water supply. We had a resources water study prepared for us a few years ago by a water specialist at the DEC, but it was a more general look that described the water in streams and wetlands and ponds that supply water to the city," end quote. The study will be done at no cost to the city. There is no timetable or scope of the study as yet. The Nature Conservancy will outline its plan for the Conservation Advisory Council next month. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Diane Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper that despite being locked up in the Columbia County Jail, Salvador Cascino has been fined $10,000 for dumping. The 77-year-old from Larchmont, Westchester County, was sentenced June 8th on his conviction for operating a solid waste management facility without a permit at his property in Copec. Cascino has battled local officials for 19 years over violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at the place he calls Copec Valley Farms, located on the east side of Route 22. In rendering the sentence, Town Justice Glenn R. Schermerhorn said he did not think imprisonment was an appropriate punishment for Cascino, who has been in the Columbia County Jail for nearly a year. The judge said, and I quote, "A fine, however, may serve to remind the defendant to operate his business interest within the parameters set forth by codes, regulations, and laws," end quote. He imposed a fine of $10,000 based on a one-day violation. Following sentencing, Cascino returned to the county jail, where he has been incarcerated on criminal and civil complaint charges for nearly a full year. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that President Donald Trump has honored the late Kevin Harvey of Greenville in a letter shared on social media on Saturday, June the 17th. Harvey was a Greene County Sheriff's deputy and died at the age of 26 in a car accident while on patrol in February. Trump's letter, dated June 8th, was addressed to Harvey's family and was shared on Facebook by his fiancée, Dawn Bidinadetti. Trump wrote, and I quote, "While no words can possibly console your family at this sorrowful time, I pray that you are strengthened by the memory of Kevin's enduring spirit and steadfast courage. He will forever be remembered for his commitment to protecting and serving the American people," end quote. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said, and I quote, "To have something like this happen and to have the president send this to your family is overwhelming and justifiable. It's an absolute honor. To have our president honor law enforcement, especially in tragedies like that, is amazing, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Kayla Harris is reporting in the Times Union on mounting concerns that with opioid deaths on the rise nationwide, proposed cuts to Medicaid would prove harmful or even fatal for many. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a more than 20% increase in opioid-related deaths statewide between 2014 and 2015 in New York. U.S. Representative Paul Tonko said Medicaid funds are crucial to those seeking treatment for substance abuse disorders. The Amsterdam Democrat said the House-approved American Health Care Act, which proposes $880 million in cuts to the Medicaid program over 10 years, would have, and I quote, devastating consequences, end quote. Medicaid provides addicts the ability to access previously out-of-reach health care services. Stephanie Campbell, the executive director of Friends of Recovery New York, said, and I quote, rollbacks on Medicaid expansion would exacerbate a public health crisis into a state of emergency. Representative John Faso supported the American Health Care Act. He said in a statement that Congress has approved billions for opioid treatment through various pieces of legislation. He said, and I quote, I'm confident that there will remain sufficient resources through Medicaid, which, when combined with these other specific appropriations, will fund treatment options, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray that state Senate Republicans last week announced the passages of 13 bills by the chamber with little or no opposition to protect children. The measures included new restrictions on where convicted sex offenders may live and work, proposals to make cyberbullying of minors a misdemeanor and gang recruiting near schools a felony. There was also a bill creating a requirement that special education schools take fingerprints of prospective employees. The Assembly has approved only two of the 13 bills, one requiring agencies that place foster children to be told when children are abused or mistreated, and another limiting the number of cases that child protective service workers are assigned at any given time. You can read that full story at the fray. WGXC is holding its Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local, during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees today. On Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunrise today was at 5:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 20th day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.